Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance. It's time for Speed Talk with host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
In-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard. You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We're getting ready to do the show right before there, so God knows who's going to win. It should be an interesting game. Check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com. And yes, I remembered that. We'll talk about that here in just a second. And you can go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny can be reached at on Twitter.
KennyBar52. Did you get that, Tom?
I got that.
All right.
And since Tom won't do it, you can, if you got any comments or anything you want to ask Tom or say to Tom, it's Tom@RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Better give him his home address or something.
No, we can't do that, man.
Well, we
can't. You almost screwed up and did that once, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Not a good idea.
Anyways, I'm at Radio Speed Talk, too. And because of all that last week, I did screw up. And Kenny does owe a root beer is Tom's drink of choice because I did forget the opening last week.
I think I'm going to protest. I'm going to buy it. What brand do you want?
Oh, I don't. I'm not particular about the brand.
Oh, Rats.
You know.
I was going to buy something rotten, nasty, gnarly.
Kroger.
Big K.
There is
that ain't too bad.
There is no such thing as bad root beer.
That's
probably
not true.
I bought an
A&W cream soda diet.
Okay.
It's too easy.
Wow. Now that we got that out of the way. Hey, folks, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk some NHRA. We're going to talk a lot of NHRA. It's coming up. Racing season is upon us, finally. As we had the races last week, and next week, from the 14th to the 17th, the NHRA is going to open up their season. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about, and this is a John Fox song. I think it was John Fox, and Tiny can let me know. By the way, we got Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf, and Tiny behind the door board, and I'm Cliff Tanner. But we're going to talk about Timothy, as soon as I find his name, I lost it, Timothy Tyler Andrew Walker. And his nice little thing going on. We're going to talk about South Bend Speedway as our local track. Yes, Kenny.
What was his middle name?
Texas Walker Ranger or something. I don't know.
Should be.
Are it's we Tyler Andrew.
We're on a real radio here.
Don't.
Okay. I have a new middle name for it, but we'll talk
Tyler
about that.
Tyler Andrew, yeah, dummy. and some other ones.
That's very polite.
About that. But anyway, a lot of things going on. But again, NHRA, I guess we could start with that when we've got Kenny's Do You Know segment, who he apparently is
do
keeping
we?
Secret from having. I hope you do.
Do we have one?
Do you know that Kenny doesn't have a Do You Know this week?
We'll figure something
That'll
out.
Be a short and sweet one, won't it?
Well, it might be. Have some extra material ready.
Tom, I know I've seen that. You want to say something?
Well, we might have to change that segment to You Tell Us.
Could be every once in a while.
Well, there you go. First of all, the big change in NHRA this year. It is now called the Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. And I don't know, guys, you tell me what you think, but you know, I think of Mellow Yellow, and I think of the song, and I think about Mellow Yellow when we were kids. I didn't even know they still made Mellow Yellow.
Obviously they do, but you know, it doesn't even sound mean and tough and fast and
full
dragster
throttle.
Enough.
Yeah.
Mellow. Sounds like you should be in the Colorado mountains smoking dope. It's no big deal.
Well,
we'll get to the end of the track sooner or later.
They could do that, but if they smoke dope, they won't be racing very often, then, will they?
Maybe I should switch the root beer to a Mellow Yellow and we'll bring that next week.
You know what? That might be more of a challenge. Fine, but I accept your challenge, and I may or may not show up with one.
There you go.
Well, anyways, again, February 14th to the 17th, they're out in Panoma, and it's the Winter Nationals, which is a big opening. are their big opening Super Bowl, or I guess you call it kind of the Super Bowl, because they end there. They start there and they end there. And that's the way I think all racing series should be. You should start at the end. And, you know, that's a conversation for NASCAR later.
But if you start at the end, then the season's over with, isn't it?
No, you know what I mean. Start at the beginning,
I know
the start and end with the same
track.
Yeah. That's all right.
Doing what I do well.
Anyway, as you know, it's always they say that is next to the U.S. Nationals as far as their, what's the word I want to use?
Attendance?
No, not or attendance.
Just the big races of the year.
Right, the big races of the year. So it's always a good one to watch. And John Force won last year, so he's defending champ, and he's got a new crew chief this year. So
yeah,
that'll be interesting. Mike Neff is no longer running the Funny Car Series, as he's going to be the crew chief once again for Force Racing. So I still say that John Force is looking to try to win a championship, and he's retired and actually comes back next year.
Well, anytime John Force is in a driver's seat, he's certainly looking to win another championship. There's no doubt about it. And I think you're right. I think it'd be interesting. Brittany is going to be in the top fuel car, and I don't know how much that'll distract John from driving. Part of the thing he's told us in the past is that he's got too many distractions. He's got to get back to focusing on driving a race car. So maybe this will be it. I mean, he's what, 61, 62?
62, I believe,
he's up
is
there
what
somewhere,
he's at, yeah.
You know. One of these days, it's time to let the kids take all the whole show over. You know, you'll be the managing partner, the general manager, or the ass kicker, whatever it is your job title is there, and get them kids racing.
I'm not sure he could totally give that up, though, but, we'll see what happens. I could see him at least doing a part-time schedule because he would miss it too much. I mean, look at how many times we've talked to the man, and you're so – at times you get scared because he's so energy, and he gets closer and closer to you every time he talks, and – you know, it's just—he's a great guy.
Oh, at this point, maybe he might be able to do that organization more good, just being the prototypical pitch man that he is, as opposed to a driver and prototypical pitch man. But, who knows? We'll see what happens. Interesting. One of the many, many little side stories watching NHRA this year.
Well, he's the championship from the Winter Nationals last year. If he wins this year, he actually will. Well, tie Bob Glidden, the old Bob Glidden, that's a name from the past.
Sure.
For seven opening, I guess I'd call it champions, I guess, for that. So we'll start off and talk a little bit about Top Fuel. As we know, Antron Brown, still ain't figured out how he pulled off that victory last year. The last two races of the season, he went out in the first round, and this last time, he actually had to go to the infield care center because his gloves caught on fire, because his car blew up on one of his runs, and it came down between him and Tony Schumacher, and Schumacher, all he had to do was win to get into the finals, and he lost. So he gets out, and then Spencer Massey, who, believe it or not, and I didn't realize this until it was brought up by Kenny a couple weeks ago, Spencer Massey finishes third once again to Antron Brown. And the wild thing about that is, on Black Friday, he actually got released from Donald Schumacher Racing. And
that would be a Black Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely. But I've heard all kinds of rumors as to why he got fired. I've read several articles this morning, and pretty much what it was is the Fram people, oil filter, stepped away from the car, and it appeared like he wasn't going to have a sponsor. But as of yesterday, it was announced that Spencer Massey will be back in. So all the other stories that have been told about there apparently are not true, because Donald Schumacher, is going to have his company, the battery extender from Schumacher Electricity. So should be pretty interesting. But as you brought up earlier, Ken, it's going to be interesting because John Force is actually going to have a fire in the top field this year in Brittany Force.
Yeah. And, you know, she's cut of the right cloth. I think she'll do just fine. She's got Antonelli and somebody else is going from John's funny car to her top fuel car to tune it. And then Neff is going over to John's car to tune the funny car. So you surround people that have good training with good people, good bloodlines, and nothing bad's going to happen there. You know, they're going to be competitive.
Well, take a look at it, man. We were down at his shop down there in Brownsburg, And those people down there are just sharp. And I still can't believe how clean that place was. I mean, you could literally eat a meal off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It was just beautiful. So the forest people are going to be a force to reckon with, no pun intended. But I'm still kind of surprised by the move.
Oh, I'm not. I think it's a really good move. I don't think he wants his daughters actually going up against each other.
Right.
Plus, every time you put a force name up there, you know, when the top fuel's going, the funny cars aren't, so there's no force name out there. It's a marketing trick.
Sure,
sure it is.
The more you get force out there, the better it is. I think he's getting a car ready for Tiny to run in Pro Stock next year.
Are you ready for
the
that, Tiny?
The Tiny Tunes bubble machine.
Well, there we go. A Ford.
Look at that.
A Ford.
It's American made.
All right. Some of the other guys we've got to look for in this division is Larry Dixon, David Grubnik, Doug Coletta. Coletta's always been around. That's been around forever. Sean Langdon, Morgan Lucas, Melanie Troxell, Bob Vandergriff. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see, because we got Khalid Abulushi, excuse me, I'll get that out right.
Well, it sounds like a water balloon that's blowing up to me.
But you know what? Last year, at the beginning of the year, you saw that kid driving all over the place. And he started to come through a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see what he might be able to do. But I still say the guys you're going to have to watch is still going to be the Schumacher crew, because those guys are just dynamite. They went back and forth all year long. But Morgan Lucas, I think, has got an outside shot here.
Yep, and my favorite name in drag racing, TJ Zizzo, is still in the thing. And I think that name just sounds fast. You know, it sounds like the car's going by going, Zizzo! You're all shaking your head. What do you mean? I think that's kind of cool.
Well, no, I just can't
think
believe
about
that came out.
Zizzo!
Zizzo
in
fast, the Mellow Yellow series.
You know what? We're going to have to put that soundbite in our new opening when we put that together.
I'll practice it. You want it in baritone or alto?
Well, Tom, you got any thoughts on the top fuel so far?
I agree with both of you. I think any time you put a force car in any division, like you said, the attention to detail at the shop by being that clean and that, you know, that John's not going into this with half a heart or half an effort. It's going to be all or nothing for him. And I think right off the bat, she could be a factor.
Well, she tested pretty well, and she was in the top five or top six when they tested earlier this year. And Jack Beckman, as you know, is the guy that's got to give a license to all these NHRA guys. So
he's part of the process.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
For both of you. If you had a chance to drive one of the top three, I see that. 50 seconds, I'll talk fast. Top fuel, funny car, pro stock, what would you pick?
I would do the top fuel just because it's faster.
How about you?
I'd go funny car route.
I would, too. I think just because it's around me, I'd feel safer, although it
right.
ain't much safer, but I think I'd go funny car route.
Well, you got to go back there for a second here real quick. Like, how many of those tops blew off this year in that series? More so than what's been. So
let her blow off.
I think I would rather be in that one or in the top fuel and go straight down. At least you know it's coming off, because I think I'd freak out more if that thing blew up and blew off of you, because all of a sudden, I mean, we saw John Force, his eyes get real big. The last time he did it. All right, folks, you're listening to Speed Talk. We need to take a break. We come back, we're going to get into Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Motorcycle. A lot of good things coming up. And don't forget, we're going to talk about Mr. Walker and whatever Kenny wants to call him. We'll get into that. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to Speed Talk.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Wow. Welcome back to Speed Talk. Once again, these guys, I don't know, man. You always get me. Anyway, speedtalk.com, facebook.com/radiospeedtalk. And you can catch Tom on his email at tom@radiospeedtalk. We got Kenny over on Twitter. And you can catch him there at Kenny@radiospeedtalk if you want to talk to them as well. Kenny, you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I am. KennyBar52.
So there we go. And I'll be at Radio Speed Talk, too. And you can catch me at Cliff at Radio Speed Talk as well. And we got, again, Kenny, Tom, you just heard that. Tiny's back behind the boards. I'm Cliff. And we talked a little bit about the Top Fuel. We did mention a little bit about Funny Car, but let's get into that a little bit heavier. Jack Beckman wins the championship there. And a lot of crazy things are going to be happening there. Alex DeGioia is not doing too bad last year. She's going to end up doing pretty well, and she's also going to be, Tommy Delgado is now going to be her crew chief. And here's the weird thing. Her crew chief last year was Del Warsham, who the year before that won the Top Fuel Championship, and he came down here. Now, guess what? He's running Funny Car.
Yep. I was just going to bring that up. It's one of the better stories or the more interesting stories. He's back into Funny Car driving the DHL Toyota.
Yeah, I know it's a Toyota, but it's a DHL. But you know what? The guy's a good racer. I mean, his, you know, he's been racing for, what, 20-some years now?
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him after he won the championship, he had said, you know, you couldn't ask for a better script. I retire as a champion. I've always wanted to turn the wrenches. I want to see what's going on. He goes over to Alexis DeGioia, and he didn't do too bad. You know, I didn't think so. I think she just needed a little more experience, and she could be interesting to watch this year. But I think the biggest one that we need to watch, as we talked about, John Force is going to have his crew chief back. But Courtney, coming off Rookie of the Year and a tremendous start last year, I think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Your thoughts?
Yep, she sure is. She's got to be a contender for the championship, along with Johnny Gray, Ron Capps, who's always seems to be knocking on the door, just can't quite get through that door. You know, Matt Hagans, nobody sneezed at, a champ a couple of years ago. Oh, Tim Wilkerson seems to sneak in there. And one of our favorite interviews, Bob Tasca, number three.
Yeah.
We need to get a hold of him, too.
Triple I.
Yeah, he's a great guy to talk to.
I tell you what, man, you know, of all the racers we've talked to, and it's hard to beat Kenny Wallace. But you want to talk about a dude that has got energy. He makes Kenny Wallace look like a mellow yellow.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
And, you know, and he doesn't, he's not quite as funny, but, I mean, just the excitement he puts behind driving that car. And, man, he grew up around the Forces. Him and his dad, they've been around. They've got some car dealerships together. And I just wish they could get him a car that he could be consistent on, because I think Bob Tasca could be a force to be reckoned with. Because he was earlier in the year, but kind of like what John Force, it seems like the last few years they're pretty good at the beginning, but they fall off majorly as it comes down. And Kenny, do you have any idea why that might be?
Because racing is so sensitive and hard to keep a consistent track or consistent car all the time. I mean, it's just from week to week. It's tough. It's not like you load the car up and you set it for a week and then you go out there and unload it again. I mean, everything's so different and so competitive. And, you know, you can be the top dog one week and not even qualify the next. I mean, we've seen some really, really big names go DNQ sometimes because something's weird, something's changed. You can't put a finger on it. It's really, really tough to do. That's why I admire these mechanics and engineers and stuff so much, because when you find a guy that's running strong every week in, out, every week in and out, they really got their act together.
Well, you know, in the last 2 years, the championships come down to the last day. But last year came down basically to the last race. And Ron Capps was sitting right there. And I know, Tom, he's a favorite of yours.
Yeah, he's good friends with my sister-in-law and my brother, and I always like to see Ron do well, but yeah, I wish he could kick that door down and finally win a championship.
Well, I'm not going to be surprised if he's not up there again, but because I think Hagen had a down year, because you talk about the do not qualifies or did not finish type things. He had a real tough time at the beginning last year and just could not recover. But his teammate Jack Beckman come through, and and fast Jack. I mean, he's just a great guy all the way around. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I would love to see how close Courtney Force is going to come. But Robert Height, he's had a couple of down years. He won the championship 2 years or 3 years ago. He's going to be a guy that's going to come out too, I think, swinging, because John Force has made a lot of those changes. Of course, a lot of guys did. But again, the one guy I'm really going to watch is going to be Dale Worsham, because I hope he's successful in this. And another guy we haven't talked about is Cruz Pendergon. He was doing pretty well last year. And plus, I love it when he loses. He gets madder than heck. And kind of reminds me of my old bowling days.
There you go.
Drinking a few cocktails and throwing my hat and everything else. Has he
put a fist through the holler? That's what I want to know.
He may have, but if he did, it's going to hurt, because that was a lot less than that little paneling I put my hand through out of Westwood. So, again, that was back in the old days. So it'll be interesting. And, again, we're going to do our predictions at the end of this segment on who we think is going to win. Let's go to Pro Stock. Alan Johnson, again, a very nice guy to talk to. Talked to him several times. An owner-operator, after 18 years, he finally gets his first championship. And what a story that was. And the cool thing was, there for a while, him and Erica Enders were going back and forth of that. And we'll talk about Erica here in just a minute and the drama that ended at the end of the year with her crew chief, who is now also going to become a full-time driver in here. But Alan Johnson, I thought that was just a tremendous job by him. And, it doesn't matter what kind of racing you're in, Kenny. When you're an owner-operator, that's pretty tough.
Well, you're always a little bit nervous about blowing things up, because it's your money. It's not somebody else's money. I know a lot of good racers that were good racers until it come to crunch time, and they had to stick that car in a place where they don't want to stick that car, or change the tune on that dragster a little bit to maybe blow it up, maybe get that extra bit of horsepower out of it, and they won't do it because it's their checkbook. So for a guy to be an owner-operator and be successful, you either got really, really deep pockets, or you got it figured out, or both. I mean, you know how to start and make a small fortune in racing, don't you?
Start with a large one.
Start with a great big one. Yeah, you bet.
Wow. Way to put that in there, John. That's good, though.
He's right.
But, yeah, Erica Enders coming back. She's got married in the off season, which may or may not make a big difference. But go ahead.
That's off the Cliff Tanner wish list?
She was never on my wish list,
was
dude.
She?
No.
Oh.
No.
You need to send me the update.
Wait a minute.
We should have a
time
physical,
out.
We should have a
time
physical
out.
Cliff update every week.
Now we're going to come up with, first of all, this is your guys' wish list for me, remember?
Okay.
You started that.
You
I
have
did
an email,
not say
right?
I had a wish list.
Okay.
But one did get added on. We'll talk about that later.
We'll send a blind carbon copy to you.
Yeah, please let me know, man, because, I want to know who I might be dating here pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? But Erica, her crew chief last year was Dave Connolly. And what? Did
Nothing.
I say something wrong?
No, keep going. You're doing great.
Anyways, Dave Connolly won the U.S. Nationals, and I believe next week he won also. And I can't remember right off the top of my head which race it was, which pretty much ended Erica Enders. And she was kind of upset. Talk about somebody that could throw a temper. She was pretty good at it. But I got to tell you, though, some of the guys to watch, again, you've got Johnson, Enders, you've got Anderson, Connolly, good. I mean, they actually bring that up back to the U.S. National. He's only ran in two of them and won both of them, so not too bad. But then you got Jason Lyon, who won the two championships previous to that, Vincent Nobile coming in, Warren Johnson, Larry Morgan, Shane Gray. Should be an interesting run again this year, and I think we may see a close finish on this again.
I've always liked the Pro Stock division. One of the things I did watch when I was a younger man was, they called them door slammers back then. I probably still drop that term every once in a while. And Bob Glidden. I was always a big Bob Glidden fan, because I know he got his start being an automatic transmission mechanic in a Ford dealership down in Indianapolis. So
sweet.
Guys that come up from Nothingville or in a neighborhood that I understand, you pull for him just a little bit more anyway. So he was a pro stock driver, so I started watching pro stock. And then, well-looking feller, he never really ran pro stock, but I happened to know him personally before he died out in California. And he would run whatever oddball class there was out there, and he'd figure out the rules and go whoop them really bad. Then they'd change the rules, and he'd quit that class and wait for another opportunity.
What are you trying to say? Cheated?
No. Oh, I think okay. John was very creative. Yeah, man, his legacy lives on down right here in Decatur, Indiana, with a Corvette shop that hops up vets and various other things. And you have to have deep pockets just to walk in that joint.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah. You do.
Yeah, Lickenfelder Engineering is really neat. And, boy, some of the short track guys have gone to him for motors. And those things make some gargantuan horsepower, probably too much for the short track application and the junko tires we run on around here. So, but, boy, he could make things run. He used to come in the dealership and buy 20 oil pans at a time. It was kind of cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, well, we only got a couple minutes left here, and we got to get into the Pro Stock motorcycle, which is not going to run for the first couple of races, which is pretty much the way it's always been. The defending champion there is Eddie Krawiec from Screaming Eagles. And obviously, he's going to be another one to be reckoned with because that dude was just on fire last year.
Yeah, I bet you they're going to change the rules and really level the playing field.
They tried that last year.
Well, you got all winter long to do it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, and they do. And you got Andrew Hines, his teammate, always been there. But the cool thing is you always got Hector Arana Jr. and Sr., but a new boy comes aboard, Adam.
And I don't know whose kid he is. I bet you he's Hector Sr.'s grandson. Looking at the pictures, just trying to figure out the generational thing there.
Well, he's definitely related, but I don't think it's his son. That I don't know. We'll try to get that information for you. But we got four women in this class this year. Karen Stauffer, Angie Smith, Dawn Minturn, and Katie Sullivan. And we know that Karen can race some good motorcycles because we've seen her.
I got the answer to the Arana thing. He's just the younger brother of Hector, and Dad, Hector Sr., is indeed his son.
Oh, you look at him, and you know,
he
looks a lot younger. Yeah.
So, yep, be interesting. Another 160-pound lightweight nothing burger on one of them dang motorcycles. That, we didn't ask about that. Would you ride one of them bikes?
You know I would in a heartbeat.
Really, would you?
Oh, you darn right I would.
You're nuts. How about you?
Absolutely not.
Thank you very much, brother.
They almost got me put on one last week when we did the combined show with the balance. We were talking to the Krawiec and Hines, and they said they would get me on there if I really was serious. And I'm like,
when?
Yeah. Huh? Well, I don't know.
I want to be there. I want to know when.
Well, trust me. You got everybody
I'll drive you
would
there
know. I want somebody down there with a video camera because I want to see my last moment on.
I was going to say
go viral when I slam into a wall somewhere.
Video camera and bring your carcass back from the drag strip and bring you home.
All right, Kenny, when we come back, I'm going to ask you if you had mentioned that the rule changes and all that. I want to see if you really think that the Harley-Davidson can be brought back. We're also going to do our predictions for each class and talk about our good buddy, Mr. Walker.
Okay.
All right.
Sound good to y'all?
Sounds good to me.
All right, folks, we need to take a break again. You can catch us at RadioSpeedTalk.com, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny's on Twitter at KennyBar52. I'm at Radio Speed Talk 2. Contact Tom at Radio Speed Talk and email and tell him anything you want. I want to hear your opinion on him. All right, folks, need to take a break. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
All right, welcome back to Speed Talk. We got Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf, Tiny Behind the Boards, Cliff Tanner coming at you, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check out our old shows and everything else going on there. You can also give us a shout-out, see what's going on, let us know what you think about the show, things you like to see, all that good stuff. And you can go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Tom, you can catch him on his email at Tom@RadioSpeedTalk.com. Kenny at Radio... Yes, sir.
You can send Tommy a wax cylinder, too. He tries to keep up with the latest technology.
Oh, that's a famous word from Tommy there. Wax cylinder.
Sweet.
The latest
technology. Now, where was I? Oh, Kenny Barr, where are you at?
Kenny Barr 52.
I don't know.
On Twitter somewhere.
I don't know where the hell I'm at anymore.
I think we're not Kansas anymore, I can promise you that. Or racing.
For sure. Or wherever Thomas Edison kept his stuff at. I forget the name of his shop now, but the original wax cylinder, Tom, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny Barr 52 is where you can find me on Twitter.
Yes, and I'll be at Radio Speed Talk 2. That's the number 2, not the TWO. But anyway, we were talking a little bit about the Pro Stock motorcycles, Kenny. And you had brought up, and I kind of think there's going to be some changes, but I'm not sure that's going to come till later on in the season because they tried some changes through all of last year, and they couldn't seem to catch the Harley-Davidsons.
Well, the motors are made different, so they got a lot of more tuning options on those Harleys. And I'm kind of surprised that somebody else didn't decide to try to race Harleys. You know, I mean, they've been so doggone successful, and they seem to dominate, and they added 25 pounds per bike. That made absolutely no difference in the results. I mean, if you didn't ride a Harley for the first two-thirds of the season, you might as well not even be in the finals. You race for third place, pretty much. But they'll figure out a way to detune them and reweight them and do something and try to level the playing field the best they can.
Tom?
You know, we were talking throughout all the series, and you asked earlier about why some guys start out strong and then seem to fade or, you know, in the inconsistency from week to week. And I really find it intriguing, maybe Kenny can expand on this, when they're tuning those motors, how much the weather at each track affects how they tune them as far as the air pressure and humidity and things like that. So, you know, that's very intriguing.
Quite a bit, actually, and that's why you constantly see things like ambient air temperature,
right,
humidity levels, and barometric pressures and stuff, and they take all that into consideration to set the fuel-air mixtures on these things. And then they also have to keep in mind the power band and when the clutch comes in on these things and launch. They don't want to have too much power too early to spin the tires too much. They want that thing to grip, bite, and go. And it's such a sensitive, itty-bitty little fine line in there to get that just right. And even if the humidity changes by 3 or 4 points by the time you're in the line to when you get
right
through the line up front and you're setting its Christmas tree, you can be screwed up. I mean, how many times have we been in life at a normal sitting there doing a grilling out burgers and the storm comes in and you feel the air temperature change or you feel something coming through and stuff? That can happen at a lot of times at the drag strip. So it's a little tough. That's why they say the conditions have to be perfect
right
a lot of times, and that's why.
And you know, we've talked to some crew chiefs in the past, Mike Neff being one of them, and Tommy Delgado, who we mentioned earlier, and that's one of the things they talk about, Tom, is it changes so fast, and there's so many things that going on there. But you mentioned, you know, people starting strong and finishing weak and vice versa. I've noticed a lot, and you guys can tell me whether I'm right or wrong here, but I've noticed a lot. There's a lot more red light going on. There's a false starts. There's all kinds of things are happening, and I just wonder, again, you know, I want your guys' thoughts. I just wonder if maybe part of that isn't because it's so competitive. I mean, jumping right off the stop, I mean, how many times have we seen races, especially last year, more than I remember in recent history, won by hole shots, and that's getting right off the line fast.
Right. And you're seeing that competitiveness level coming up from, you know, everyone, and it has become more competitive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you come up against one of the Harleys that you got to get, for any chance in Hades to beat them, you got to get out of the gate, beat them out of the gate, and there's just so much pressure and your adrenaline's running, and especially on a bike that controls a super-duper sensitive, man, and it just doesn't take but a little bit of a flinch of a muscle because you're tight and you're tense and the adrenaline's pumped and the bike's revved up and you're waiting for that guy in the Panama hat to trigger this thing off, and that's all it takes. You're red-lighted. You may run that track as fast as you've ever run it in your life, and it don't count.
I don't know, man. Either way, I think we're going to see some pretty good competition in all classes. And with that, we're going to go into our predictions. I'm going to write these down and see how close we are at the end of the year. But for Top Fuel, man, I don't know. I think Tony Schumacher, for me, is finally going to come over that. He's done me pretty well in predictions the last couple of years, except he just can't seem to get over. But he wants it bad this year, and I think the old Sarge is coming. And we had a great interview with him behind the trailer last year.
Yeah,
Kenny.
That was really neat.
That was really smoking that big old stogie. that was pretty cool. But who are you going to pick, Kenny, in the Top Fuel?
Schumacher.
Uh-oh. Pressure's on, Tommy.
You know, I'll take the rookie, Brittany Force. I think that they're going to have their act together and come in strong.
Rookie picks rookie. Here we go.
There we go.
At least it is, you know, he wasn't saying because the moon has to be aligned with the rain over on this side.
Oh, yeah,
he
didn't come up with something really bizarre thing.
All right, let's switch to funny car. Tom, we're going to start with you this time.
Well, you know I'm going to pick Ron Capps just because, you know, I've met him a couple of times and, like I said, good friends with my brother and sister-in-law, and it's always fun to talk with him, and I'd like to see him kick that door down and get it done this year.
Betting with his heart, not his head. That figure.
Well, whatever.
Sometimes it works, Kenny. We've gotten beat because of some people doing that for us.
Yeah,
I know. Kenny, who are you going to go with funny car?
No, I'm going after you.
Oh, no, you know, we're just.
Well, just because you're the host, now I got to pick.
Hey, let's start with the last one, baby. Come on.
Tell you the truth, I quit thinking about funny car a little bit ago. I don't know. Make your pick, and I'll go look it up again.
Yeah, of course. Man, you know, this is a tough one because I see some real tough competition in there, but I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Beckman's going to go back-to-back.
Wow.
Well, that's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick at all. I would like to see Courtney win at all. I don't know that she's... There's pressure when you get to the end of the racing season. And winning is something... We've talked about this in other sports. Winning is something that you kind of have to learn how to do, how to close the deal, how to finish the race and stuff.
I disagree.
Oh, you would. You're a rookie.
Well, sometimes when you're a rookie, you don't. If you haven't been told you can't do it, you do some incredible things.
Especially if you're a force.
Yeah.
How many rookies have you seen won? They've done well. They've done some incredible things, but I don't think you've seen them win.
Well, I could go back to the Daytona 500 about a year ago or two. And
that's one out of 43.
Well, there you go.
That gets you about a 3% victory rate there. You pick them the way you want to. Let's look at this list here. Da, 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 da.
We only got 20 minutes left in the show.
I don't like it. How about that? Oh, man. You know what? That is kind of a tough choice. This is why I didn't want to go first or second. I don't even want to go third.
Got to make a
pick.
You know
what? I'm gonna pick Ron Capps, too.
You're going to go Ron Capps.
Yep,
okay.
I am.
Wow.
He's close. He's hungry.
Yeah.
Well, we know who's the follower here, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you, Kenny.
I haven't had a chance to pick first.
You're going to right now in the pro stock. Who
am
you going
really?
To go with? Yes.
I'm going to go with the guy who wins. Let me look. You can tell I did a lot of show prep, didn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were doing predictions today.
We always do. Whenever we go into this, we always do predictions.
Think on the fly.
You think on the fly.
Yeah,
that's part of my problem.
That was the advice I heard earlier, right?
Yep. Well, I like Vincent Nobile. I think he's coming on strong. I think that's who I'm going to pick, Vincent Nobile.
All right.
We still got that really cool Mountain Tire Mountain paint scheme of purple and gold. That's a neat-looking paint scheme. I like that. That's how my wife picks things. Oh, I like to shop in Chicago, so I'll pick the Bears.
Tom, what about you?
You know, I like those guys that, you know, come from nowhere, so I'd like to see Alan Johnson repeat.
Alan Johnson, all right.
Wait a minute. He don't come from nowhere.
Well, I mean,
he's a stud.
You know, what I'm saying is, you know, the guys that are underfunded and
I see.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
I kind of thought that's what he meant, but you never know.
But yeah. Johnson's been around forever.
No, yeah, I'm talking about the teams that are underfunded and need a little bit of help. They don't have all the corporate money to spend, and they do it on their own.
Well, as much as I hate to say it, because I think the guy's cocky, but I think if Dave Connolly goes all year, I think he's going to win it because he is so good when he does get in a car. But if he doesn't run all year, I'm going to have to go Jason Lyon. So we'll start with Connolly. And I believe he's on a full race schedule from what I understand.
You know what the joy of this whole thing is, Tom?
What?
Cliff will lose this list about halfway through the season.
No, I won't, because it's going into my computer when I get home.
We got the recording going.
Yeah, that's true. You got me on. All right, Pro Stock Motorcycle. I am going to go right off the bat, and I'm going to say Andrew Hines is finally going to get his championship. All right, which one do you want to go? It doesn't matter.
Hector Herodas Jr.
Okay.
I'm going to go with another underfunded team, and I'm going to say Sean Gann is going to step it up this year and come through.
Why?
Because he said.
Because I said.
Explain your pick. Well, that's good.
Well, you got to give us a little something.
Explain your pick. Yeah, come on, Tom. It's a swag. You can say it's a swag, and we'll take that.
It's an underfunded team, and I think that every once in a while they're going to come through.
That's one.
This is coming from the guy wearing a Brian Urlacher jersey, who the Bears never even made it to the playoffs.
Zip it.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
They're going to draft a tight end, too, and they need 12 offensive linemen, but...
Well, let's real quick. We got a few seconds here. Let's talk about our local track of the week, South Bend Motor Speedway. You can catch them at racesouthbendmotorspeedway.com. Yes, that's right, racesouthbendmotorspeedway.com. Made some changes. They got a new racing director up there in Scott Kretschner. It's a 3/8 mile track, and they also have some good old-fashioned beat-em-up races. The what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Saturday
Derbies.
Night. Destruction derbies?
Yes, they got some destruction derbies on there and all kinds of cool things going on. What do you know about? You know anything about South Bend? I've never been there, so I don't know much about it.
I know a lot of horsepower doesn't do you any good up there. Some of the guys have taken modifieds up there and actually taken their cannons out and put some little peanut in and went up there and kicked everybody's tail.
Really?
More than once, yep. You got to get the balance between horsepower and grip right, and everybody goes up there and thinks they're just going to outpower everybody, and it's more of a handling finesse racetrack than it is a horsepower racetrack. I've never been there before. Senior has, Stevie Senior, and has some pretty good success up there. So the setup is similar to a lot of the other 3/8s. You got to drive with your head a little bit. You just can't mash the pedal and go. And they've been around a long time, in and out of the racing game. It was closed for a little bit, and then it reopened. Kind of like to get up there this year sometime. But
yeah, I would like to, and I think July 24th ought to be the day. It's the annual Jim Blount Memorial Race. It's a $7,500 payout, and apparently a lot of people really like this guy. I don't know if you know much about him, because I don't.
Oh, Blount, I do.
He's been around, but yeah, we need to, and they also have the Lay Down the Law series, which I'm not exactly sure. We'll try to find out, but we need to take a break, and when we come back, we finally get to talk about Mr. Walker and Do You Know. Well, not Do You Know Mr. Walker, although that could be one, I suppose. All right, folks, we need to take a break. RadioSpeedTalk.com. You listen to the Speed Talk, and you can also catch us at Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk, and we're on Twitter while you're looking at me.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome to Speed Talk on our final segment, and we're going to have some fun with this one. Again, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there, all the shows. Let us know if you got anything to say. You can just click on one of us and say what you got to say, good, bad, or indifferent. Just have some fun with it. Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. You can catch Tom over at Tom@RadioSpeedTalk.com. You can email him because he doesn't want to come into the 21st century with the rest of us, and I don't blame him. I kind of wish I hadn't sometimes, too.
Or you can sit at Western Union.
Oh, sorry.
Pony Express come romping down. Stop, please.
Well, we don't live in Amishville. Come on now.
Not far, though.
Kenny, where are you at on Twitter, buddy?
I'm at KennyBar52.
I'm at Radio Speed Talk 2. That's the number 2. We've got Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf, Tiny behind the board, Cliff Tanner coming at you. You know, there's a lot of good old boy racing that movies out in the past, and you hear about how NASCAR got started by running moonshine.
Right.
Well, apparently that's graduated.
Okay.
As we've got Timothy Tyler Andrew Walker, and wasn't that John Fox, Tiny, that wrote that NASCAR song with all those middle Johnson Jr.?
Tim Wilson.
Tim Wilson, that's right. I'm sorry. I always get those two mixed up. Anyway, he decided that he was going to have some fun as he was attempted to be pulled over in Nevada and ended up in Utah outrunning the police, and they tried several times. Even the Arizona police came out and tried to throw out the, what do they call those, the stop sticks, and he got around them. But he finally got pulled over in southern Utah, so he went quite a ways.
Yeah,
and,
he had all sorts of stuff in his car, didn't he?
Yes, he was in a BMW sedan on top of that, and he was arrested along with his female companion with marijuana, pills, and open alcohol containers.
I'm sure smoking paraphernalia and methamphetamines and some other things.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot more, but that's just what it came up with. But he did drive in 19 Nationwide and 9 Camping World Truck Series races, but guess what he got suspended for?
Cussing at an official.
Yeah, that's close. Violating the truck policy in 2007.
Oh, imagine that.
And I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it, and I kind of threw it on you at the last minute, but if you look at his mugshot, oh, my God. He's got dreadlocks, for Christ's sakes.
Really?
Oh, my. It just looks bad. And you could definitely tell he's doing some methamphetamines and some other stuff. I mean, there is no doubt that the guy has been whacked out. But I just find that kind of interesting. And, you know, I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that A.J. Allmendinger didn't go down that road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of them, they got dinged some points in the Daytona, did they not?
Allmendinger's team? Well, they got caught cheating.
Already?
Yeah, they in the Daytona, 24 hours of Daytona.
Oh.
They lost points, and I think they ended up fourth or something like that. I can't remember what it was. I just happened to hear that. But anyway, back to Walker. I didn't mean to go off that subject. But I'm still waiting, Kenny. What, you said you had a nickname for this guy. What was it?
You told me I couldn't say it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had something good. There's not a nice way to say it?
I think it's good. No, it's not really polite. You know, it's not family friendly, so I won't go there. But, you're not too bright if you think you're going to outrun Motorola, even if you're out in the middle of the desert. You know, they have things called helicopters and stuff that you will get caught sooner or later. My favorite part of that whole story is the correctional facility he is currently residing in. Named Purgatory Correctional Facility. How would you like to go there, Tom?
I would like not to be in Purgatory.
For a while. It's kind of scary to me. You better have a good lawyer get you out of Purgatory.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and it's sad because we're starting to see a lot of sports figures that are going down this road to go. I just don't understand it. I mean, you got Jeremy Mayfield pulling the crap that he's pulling. You know, it's really sad to see. When you got guys, you know, I'll be honest, I don't remember this Timothy Tyler Andrew Walker much, but they say he was a halfway decent driver, and you get some talent, and you get, I mean, it's just a drug thing. It just wipes you out.
Well, anybody who gets to any of these top three levels of racing are a pretty good driver. You don't get there by accident. And I think that this has been going on forever and a day, but the world of instant media
and social media and stuff, we just hear about it more
right.
than we used to.
Speaking of social media, Tim Wilson's song is Dale, Daryl, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irwin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance, you need to go listen to that song because I laugh every time I hear it. I've heard it a million times, but it's pretty awesome. So, anyway.
Remember, we were talking about Curtis Turner a couple of weeks ago, and,
right.
and they had these week-long parties and stuff, and you just didn't hear about it because back then your media coverage of racing was like some on a Sunday.
Right.
If you found the right radio station, blasted out of some little podunk station somewhere that you could pick up. I mean, when I was a kid, we had to pick one up out. It was about an hour and a half away, and we had to hold the antenna just right and our tongues just right, and we could hear it then. But now, well, yeah, it's all over everywhere. So,
yeah, but back then it was alcohol.
Well, yeah, what's the difference? You know, 20 guys on alcohol or 20 guys on meth? You know, you got 20 guys in
a
trouble.
A big difference.
Well, yeah, but you still got 20
guys
in trouble.
Fall out.
And it's the same percentage of guys that are falling out and doing goofy stuff. So.
Right.
I don't think it's a whole. The drug of choice obviously is different, but I don't think that there's more or less ornery people in the racing community than there ever was. They're probably ornerier years ago.
Oh, I'm sure they were years ago. I have no doubt, because they weren't afraid to fight. And, it, you know, of course, they were allowed to fight back then.
You mean slapping isn't fighting? Hey, Jeff, I'll whap you.
Wow.
Wow, he just opened up another can of worms. He's about to get smacked.
Who?
Jeff Gordon.
By who? Who's going to clobber him now?
Boyer. Boyer's going to get his revenge this year.
That,
oh, I haven't, and I never will.
No, and I don't think Clint's forgot about it either.
No, I can guarantee you Clint hasn't forgot about it. Well, all right, Kenny, we're going to come to your segment now. Do you know?
Do you know?
What's going on?
Well, we touched on it a little bit last week, but before we even go there, we want to talk about our friends for wishforourheroes.org. Jeff Wells and the organization there, 95 or 96% of the money that they get donated actually goes to the things that it's donated for. It's not administrative costs or paying the boss or putting gas in the limo or whatever it is they got that particular week. And the average is about 81 or 82%. So you got need to go check it out. WishForOurHeroes.org does great things for active military families who have just ran into a snag in life. And they don't want your money. They just want your belief. Go to the website, WishForOurHeroes.org. Did you know we talked a little bit about it, touched on it last week, about tire softeners and soaking tires? And you guys went, yeah, I think I've heard about that. So I did a little bit of research, not a lot, mind you, because I've been around it a little bit, but a little bit of research. And I was trying to find out
hey,
some of the homemade
can I stop you for a second?
No, you can't. But anyway, we're
I just
want to
ask you a question.
Oh, well, you got to raise your hand, remember?
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever soaked any tires in your career?
They have some things in here. No, I actually have not.
Only when he had to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm sorry.
I soaked my competitor's tires.
Right.
The joy of pitting way back in the back part of the pits, and it's really dark, and you don't have time to run to the front. There are a lot of compounds. There's companies out there that make compounds, and this was more prevalent 10 years ago, I think, and 15 years ago than it is now. But one of them is called Track Claw. I think Tiny had heard of one. We were talking about it earlier. I forget what it's called, Super Grip or some crazy thing, that they actually make the chemical that you can sometimes inject it through the valve stem, and it soaks from the inside out. Sometimes you have to soak the tire literally. You get rags, and you wrap it around the tire, and then you wrap saran wrap around the tire and leave it on there for 24 or 48 hours. Other times it's like the rotisserie that we talked about, and the guy burned his house down and only got his rotisserie paid for. Track Claw is another one that's out there. And by the way, we at Radio Speed Talk do not endorse any of this because, folks, this stuff can be dangerous. And I mean kaboom kind of dangerous.
That was going to be my next question. How dangerous can that be? I mean,
well, here's one guy that makes his own goop out of two parts diesel fuel, one part automatic transmission fluid, and one part paint reducer. Think
wow.
That's flammable? Light
well,
up your stogie for that, baby. Here's another fellow that has made up 50-50 mix of totuline and PB Blaster. PB Blaster is a penetrant that really works actually pretty good.
Wow.
Here's another nut bag that goes one-third acetone, one-third mineral spirits, and one-third automatic transmission fluid.
Nut bag.
Mix this in a well-ventilated area and put it on with a paint roller. And my favorite,
wow.
And I don't know if this is really true or not. I got to find this one. I was reading it to Tom, and I'm getting mad at the people who make these prints smaller and smaller and smaller, so I got to get really close to read this thing. Honestly, I race a figure eight at the Indianapolis Motor Speedrome. Which, you ever been there?
No.
It's a neat little place. We got to get there, too. And we had a guy break the track record for 3 hours the last weekend. The old track record was 16.5. He ran a 16.487. And he claimed he soaked his tires in goat piss. So, I don't know. You know, some guys say it works. Some guys say it don't. It's illegal to most. I didn't make that up. That's right there.
So do they like have a track dog that sniffs this stuff out? How do you know?
Tire durometers.
Okay.
Just like bowling ball durometers.
Explain what that is.
It measures the softness of the rubber.
Okay.
Brake fluid is another item that takes paint off your cars and will soften rubber. But one of the things that you do when you do all this tire soaking, not only are you making the tire grip better, but you're taking away some of the integrity and the strength of the tire. So if you're at a place like Winchester or Daytona, and you start messing with the structure of the tire, you're also messing with safety. So
yeah.
One of the reasons we don't endorse it here at Radio Speed Talk, plus it's flammable and you can explode things. I've walked into trailers, the enclosed trailers that are so popular now that I really don't like, and it's like walking into a paint booth. You ever walk into a house where they just freshly painted it and the
right.
fumes overwhelm you and you got to get out? Same thing. I watch guys walk into a trailer and come stumbling out 15, 20 seconds later because
oh, yeah.
it's just so aromatic and so bad for your lungs. So it's crazy. Don't do it. It's done around. And if you're ever walking into pits and you go, ooh, somebody's cheating, they get caught pretty easy.
I'm more concerned about what you're feeding that goat to get across the fire.
I stole this out of a magazine article, so I'm assuming it's telling the truth, but who knows.
Well, honestly, though, I mean, I'm sure you've been around the tracks for a long time. You grew up around racing, and I'm sure it probably doesn't happen much, but do you or have you run into it much?
Yeah, well, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it around. And it seems like it's the guys who really don't have their act together in the first place that are trying to find that silver bullet miracle cure to get them from 10th to 1st. And they got a lot more mechanical problems and other issues, and they quit worrying about the tires so much. I mean, tires are important. But tires are not the end-all for
right.
any of that kind of stuff. So,
well, I tell you what, guys, it's been a fast show, but fun, has it not?
Yes.
This is probably one of the best ones we've had. And, man, I'll tell you what, we made predictions for the NHRA. Make sure you check that out and keep track, and we'll see how close we are at the end. Next week, guys, we're going to be talking and previewing and making predictions on ARCA and the Camping World Truck Series.
Okay.
Our local track is going to what?
Nothing.
Isn't that what I said earlier?
Yeah, you certainly did.
Okay. And we're also going to talk about Eldora as our area track, which kind of ties in with Camping Truck World Series. All right, folks, we need to go again. RadioSpeedTalk.com, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. You can catch Kenny at KennyBar52 on Twitter. I'll be at RadioSpeedTalk, too. Tom is at Tom@RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check him out. Folks, we'll be next week, man. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.